4NUE Mobile.
Hello, Chad. Let me shut this computer off over here, buddy. I gotta find the button to push, buddy. How you doing this afternoon? This is your OTR.
I've been up here at Deer Camp all morning trying to get some things straightened out. I don't know how in the world things get all mixed up and nobody here. But I spent all morning trying to get the shower straightened out. Finally got it fixed. So I'm headed on back to the house. How about you?
Sitting here with Mama, I was looking at the computer for a minute and reading the email. And what are you making, pizza? She's making pizza over there. Sort of looks like a pumpkin roll, only it's a German version of it and got pecans and such in it, Chad. And I had to run down to Leonard's Trucks there on Wade Hampton and pick up a tail light, that brake light that goes on the back of my camper. And I'll get the neighbors to stick that in for me first time it's good weather. It's only two screws, but I can't sit down and put my legs out in front of me anymore because of my hips. It hurts too much, so it shouldn't take them 5 minutes. They'll take care of it. I might give it a try. I don't know. Well, I hope you got your shower fixed. You can't go without a rain locker.
Well, I can't exactly figure out how that happened either, but it's a shower. The shower head quit working. And I pulled the cover off the back side of the wall so I could see, you know, kind of what was going on. And somebody had taken the shower head spigot that comes off out of the wall and turned it round and round and round, wrapped the hose around it and kinked it off. And that's gotta be my kids in there messing around. I don't know what I'm gonna have to talk to them about that, but at any rate, I'm headed on back to the house and figured I'd jump up on radio to see what's going on. Tom, is there any noise on my signal?
Popcorn in there, maybe 5%, I guess, Chad. Not a great deal.
Course two, so that must be the repeater.
You can do funny things. We had about, how much, Bernice? About a little over 2 inches of rain. We had 6,400 since midnight, and we had almost 2 inches up to that time. So it was a nice rain. The dang parking lot down there where I went and got that taillight was dirt. So I got my nice new shoes muddy in the truck, but I think it got cleaned off on the way home. Got the grass mowed just before the rain hit yesterday, so that was a good thing.
Well, what's going on with the chickens? They still, everything all right? You had that hog bother you anymore, have you?
I've been around for a while, and he takes spells of that. I had a squirrel out there on top of this stump about where you loaded that wood up on top of there by my coax this morning. But the hawk used to come and sit right there. That squirrel, he had a whole bunch of nuts all over the top of that stump there.
No, I happened to be on the radio this morning listening, weren't you?
No, she's been rather occupied, shall we say, so I haven't been on there.
W4FCM, he was talking about his chickens this morning, talking to his son, and said one of his hens laid a 3-inch-long egg. It was so long he couldn't close the lid on the egg carton.
Well, you know, we got a black Australop in trade the other day when I took those two roosters back. And, boy, it lays a nice big brown egg. And I think the old gal up at the feed store up here told me that. And it It's a beautiful chicken. It's dark black and has kind of a sheen on it. And Bernice just loves it. So in the, later in the year, after June, I think, you might be the proud owner of six speckled Sussex. They're laying real good now. The ones on that side are laying, about 8 or 10 a day, Mom. Something like that. And the ones on this side, there's 6 on this side. And I picked up 4 eggs there this morning. So they're not that old, Chad. They're about, maybe 1 to 2 years. So they'd be some real good layers. If you want them, I'll give them to you. Later on in the year, I told her we ought to just keep those instead of ordering more, but she wants to try these black Australops. So it's we engaged in this because she wanted to, so I listen when the War Department speaks.
You better. And I'll be glad to take them. I'll pay you for them, too, when you get ready to get rid of them. We always like to add to what we got, you know. But we keep plenty of roosters down there, and we get a big hatch of dibbies every year. But you know, it's all good.
And you're not going to pay for them. We just want somebody to have them that'll make use of them.
But okay, that's whatever suits you. But we'll stick them down there, and we got 2 big great Pyrenees that watch over them. Now I'll have to put them in a pen for, I don't know, probably about 2 days, and let the dogs get used to them, and then I can turn them loose. But if I just throw them in the pen, they won't have it. They'll die instantly. So they get down there, and what the male lays with the chickens. Sometimes I think he gets confused. I think he thinks he's a big chicken sometimes. And then the female, she goes down there and lays with the goats. So sometimes I think she gets confused too and thinks she's a goat. But I guess that's just them watching over the herd, I guess. But they are very protective of them.
With KO4NUE. Yeah, those are beautiful dogs. I love them, Chad. They're really nice. Well, I never thought about that, acclimating them to them, but I can see where that'd be a plus. Well, Bernice brought me up a piece of fudge there a minute ago. I told her I wanted another one, but she refuses to go down stairs and get me one. And so I guess I'll have to get up and get one myself here in a little bit. She's over here rolling dough on the counter right now. So really, she couldn't go if she wanted to. Boy, she makes some good fudge. I don't like real sweet fudge. I like that milk chocolate kind. And she hit it on the head there yesterday.
She's an excellent cook. I mean, just excellent. And you are very lucky, very blessed. Not just because she can cook. Now, I'm not saying that, but just saying, you're a blessed man, Mr. Tom.
Both are, Chad. She loves to bake, and I was trying to think of things last night to suggest. And I said, well, you mentioned you wanted a petitza the other day, and it's kind of a German pecan nut roll, and about 5 inches in diameter. It looks like a big loaf of bread when it gets done. It's pretty darn good with a nice cup of coffee, which I haven't even been offered a cup of coffee since I got home. I don't know. I'm going to have to retrain her.
That's what's going to happen. Go ahead.
Steps me around once a week whether I need it or not. But I don't know if it's the weather or what. Man, my back's been killing me lately. And I don't know. I guess it just it gets a little worse with each year. But I try to keep active. I walked down to the woods this morning, which you know is pretty good walk back up. And left some food for the hog. I haven't seen a lot of deer, but they've sure been having a lot of deer car accidents lately out there. You seen any wildlife on the road, like bars or deer lately?
Kill 40 UE and N0TR. Yeah, I saw a big, what do you call a group of turkeys? Maybe that's a gaggle. Maybe that's geese. Geese is a gaggle, and I don't know what turkeys are. Flock, I guess, maybe. But I saw a bunch of them this morning down at the deer camp. It looks like these, I don't know, 15 or 20 of them. Beautiful, beautiful birds.
It reminds me there was two or three, I think three all together, come across in front of me right here down by Josie's chuck wagon this morning, right after I turned off of West Hampton. I went about a block past that turnoff into Target, and two or three turkeys. I seen brake lights on the car in front of me, and one of them was still on the other side of the road. You know how that is. They got to get across with their buddies, but I got by before he did. That reminds me of a story, Chen. My friend Eldon up in Kansas, he stepped on a landmine over in a booby trap, I guess you'd call it, over in Vietnam. And he was totally blind, had two glass eyes, and was crippled up somewhat. And I took him over to Parsons with me. I don't know if I was going to... I think he wanted to sign my license when I passed the test. But anyways, we were coming back, and I realized this guy's got two glass eyes. But to be around him, you never even thought about it hardly. And let me drop this. So we was coming back up Highway 160, and I looked out to the left, and I seen the biggest flock of turkeys I think I'd ever seen in my life, right out the edge of a plowed field. And boy, I was excited. I said, "Eldon, look at that." I said, "Have you ever seen that many turkeys in your life?" He said, "Oh, yeah." I says, "How many you figure there is out there, Tom?" And he had me going for for just a little bit. He was leaning over there like he'd seen them.
Oh, it's worse. You or him.
He'd go out and climb his own tower, Chan. And, I said, "Eldon, just call." I said, "I'll go up there and take care of you." And he said, "Well," I said, "you're liable to fall." He said, "I'm not scared of heights, Tom." I said, "Why not?" He says, "I can't see him."
Bad. You bad. Oh, man. Oh, dear. Well, listen, I'm almost at my destination. I'm going to pull in here and buy some of this liquid gold. And, my gosh, I'm going to have to park this Dodge. This is getting crazy. 5.19. $5.19 a gallon. Yeah. Mercy, have mercy. All right, well, listen, I'm gonna bug on out. Tom, it's nice talking to you. Tell Miss Bernice I said hello. And 73s to the both of you. I'll be clear on your final, sir.
Okay, Chen. Yeah, I told her when I got back, I said, "You know, I drove the truck down there and get this brake light because in case he got the wrong one, I wanted him to see it." And he got the right one. And it was a real nice young man, and it was cheaper than it was on the internet, even locally here, which surprised me. And the gasoline, just to drive down there and back, it was about 25 miles. I told Maurice, I said, "There goes $5. And I said, "Thank you, Mr. Putin, and thank you, Mr. Biden." All I know is, you know, I don't know where the blame falls, Chad, but it was $1.70-some one year ago until you got in there, so somebody's at fault. Anyways, take care. KL4NUE in 0TR, headed down to get me a piece of fudge, 73s.
4ZLK.
Hey, bud, what's going on? KL4NUE.
Commerce Road at the QT, are you?
No, I'm on Highway 123 fixing to turn on the K Drive.
Got you on reverse like you were sitting next to me. I was going to tell you, there's a couple stations on Whitehorse that have it less. I fueled up last night at 4.74 at this Exxon. It's now gone up to 4.94, I think, but it's still less than the 5.19.
Almost a full tank, but get done here in town. I'm just going to park this fuel for a while. I still got, I don't know, probably 200 gallons in reserve down in the fuel pods, but I think I might start using that little Kia for a while, because this is just, that hurts.
On the way home and just topping it off at a lower price, because I know it's going to be 20, 30 cents higher the next day. I'd rather do that, get a little bit at the lower price, than wait until you have to get a full tank at a high price.
I got that problem solved, Shane. With as much wind as we had lately, just install you a sail on that vehicle in zero TR.
Right, Tom? How are you?
I don't know about that. Go ahead, Jen.
Not in my drive here, fellas, but I appreciate you letting me know that, Shane. There's nothing you can do. I mean, I'll just, you know, go take care of what I got in the fuel pot, I guess. Just tell Dad, hey, we're going to have to take it easy and just get all we can get out of it. But, yeah, man, it's just disappointing. Anyway, nice talking to both of you fellas. 73, says KL4NUE, and I'm clear.
I know, I'm the same way. Just got to do it, because I got to get to work, got to get around. N4ZLK, and hello, Tom.
Hi, Shane. I was just going to head down and get me a piece of this fresh fudge Bernice just made last night. Chad, it was $4.99, I think, down here on Highway 101, which isn't much difference, but, you know, the next days, in the last few days, it's went up 63 cents or something like that, so, yeah, you can't win for losing. Anyways, Shane, you driving your big truck today?
I'm working. I'm just getting stopped for lunch here. I think I can still afford lunch, too. Maybe it's going to get to the point where I have to decide which one I'm going to fill up, my belly or my fuel tank.
Well, I'd probably be better off to use the fuel tank as an option. Well, Bernice and I ran over to Ingles last night to get her some chocolate chips. And I noticed, she noticed, there was a can of camel soup. Of course, they've reduced the size of them. It was $1.89. You know, the people that really can't afford that, they're liable to be going hungry. That's the sad part.
It affects the poor the worst because, you know, people that work in minimum wage jobs and... You know, it's going to be harder on them to get to work than it is me. I'll be fine. I mean, it's going to hurt, but we can make it right now anyway.
Yeah, but it never hurts to complain about high gas prices, but wow, it's a sad situation when it was $1.70-something there last year, and now it's, I don't know, gas, I think it's $3.99. I haven't had to buy any. I always keep my Avalon and the truck topped off. The truck don't get great mileage, you know, 20, 22. But the car, it don't get much more than that in town. On the highway, it's a lot, but we don't travel. But, you know, it's going to be hard on everything because people are going to start refusing to travel because they can't afford the fuel.
Right, and then, of course, everything you buy in the grocery store uses fuel to get there, so that's going to go up. It just affects everybody.
Imagine it, what the truckers are going through. It's like you guys have to, well, of course, you don't pay for it, but an independent or something, I guess he has to pay for his own. don't know. How many gallons do those tanks hold? 150 gallons or so on each side?
N4ZLK. Yeah, the most of the around town trucks or the day cabs, they're usually 150 on each side, but some of the over-the-road truckers will have a 300-gallon tank on each side.
100 times 5 would be $3,000 to fill them up then, right? I just don't know how they're going to do it, and I can't imagine what grocery prices are going to go to. It's just unimaginable. Going to have to put out a big garden this year, Shane.
And you're going to have to stop talking about all those things Bernice bakes, because you're going to have people coming to your door.
We do already. I got to go over and get a plate from the neighbors now. She made some kind of, it was something crisp. I forget. What was that thing you made the other day? A raspberry something or other? She don't remember. She's always trying something else out, Shane. She's over here spreading the ground up pecans into this pecan roll now. Boy, it goes good with a cup of coffee, let me tell you. Listen to your old TR.
Wasn't hungry already. I'm really going to have to go in and get something to eat now.
Yeah, everybody's going to be... I used to have a buddy at work, and he was tied as a bark on a tree, and his kids told me one time, says, heck, all we get is pasta, Tom.
You gotta live a little bit. I know it's good to be tight in some areas, but you gotta live a little bit, and food is one of those areas.
Yeah, I'm very blessed. Bernice, that's her hobby. I'm living proof of it, Shane.
Her hobby was crocheting, and I'd like to see some of the outfits she'd make for you.
Laughing there now. Well, she makes all my jeans still, and she used to make all everything, shirts, you name it, clear to underwear. That's TMI, but I mean, she made everything for us, and she made our daughter's wedding dress. Gosh, she used to work on stuff this unimaginable, mink, chinchilla, fox, you name it, and then a lot of times anaconda and different snake skins and that. And if the cleaners would happen to ruin something, they'd go to Kansas City and buy some snake skin at Radio Shack, wasn't it, Bernice? Yeah, Radio Shack in Kansas City had it, and then they'd bring it down, and by the time the little old ladies got their coat back, they never realized that it was ruined.
You talked about that one time, I forgot. So that's a gift. That's definitely a gift. And I know more people used to do those kind of things, make their own stuff. And I'm sure some people probably shouldn't have. But if you can do it like she can, that's definitely a gift.
I only got 9 sewing machines. But she used to have another great big leather machine in the old days. And I remember we did all of the burr suits for the Carthage Underground. And, man, I'd have to take those zippers out at night, and I'd sit there on my ham radio out in the garage. That was my ham shack. And heating it with wood, and I'd rip those zippers out with X-Acto knives. And I think the oddest one I ever done, and it was tough, was a B-25 bomber jacket, because those guys flew at high altitude. And that bomber jacket must have weighed 35, 40 pounds, I guess. I don't know. It's been a long time. Now, I had to get the zipper out of that. Some family had it and wanted it done. And, she made an Alaskan tent in our front room one time. And that took up a 12 by 27 foot living room for quite some time.
Interesting. I bet that was... That sounds really neat. I'm kind of lost for words here. And when you said Radio Shack earlier about buying the snakeskin, and then you said Alaska, we were in Alaska a couple years ago, and there was still a Radio Shack in Valdez, and they sold guns there as well, which kind of makes sense, but it's funny to think about a Radio Shack selling guns.
That ain't going to happen, or never did. Yeah, I used to go to Radio Shack a lot for components and such. She did all the Kansas City police departments, the highway patrols, leather jackets. That's beautiful, Bernice. She made two of those. And getting ready to go in the oven. And then she did the stuff for the movie stars down in Branson. And whenever she'd do that, there'd be sequins from one end of the house to the back porch where she sold.
A lot of great memories, too.
Racer and not much money. But it sure got us over the hump. Because she didn't have I don't know how you'd say that. She worked many, many hours every day doing that, plus taking care of the kids. And I worked every day. And was at that same plant for 32 years. And they just didn't pay that much back then, Shane. But we got by. Never missed a bill in our life. And we ain't going out. So I'm proud of that. And it's nice to be retired now.
And I always enjoy hearing you talking, telling your stories, even if it's not always me you're talking to. You remind me of my father-in-law, and he was a good man. I enjoyed listening to him, too, and all the stories he had. But I'm getting hungry, and I'm sitting in the parking lot, and I can do something about it. So I'm going to go get something to eat, if you don't mind, and enjoy talking to you again, Tom. And hello, Miss Bernice. You guys have a good day. N0TR, N4ZLK.
Okay, Shane, enjoy your meal, and drop by any time, by golly, here. You can park out front, and we'll rake up a snack of some kind. Pleasure's all mine, Shane. N4ZLK, N0TR. Now I'm going to go get my fudge.
N4ZLK.